The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, December the 15th. We're going to talk about a special fundraiser for the Humane Society coming up this weekend. And we're also going to talk about fire safety. We'll start there first of all. We've got Debbie Sorrell, Columbia
Hello,
Fire
Paul.
Department. Good
Thank
to have you,
for
here.
Thank you having me again.
This is a time of the year when sometimes we get a little carried away with our trying to be as authentic as we can with decorations from the old world.
This is overdue. Doesn't matter if you're eating or decorating or what you're doing. We overdue.
Now, we talked about this last year about the Christmas tree.
Yes.
And putting lighted candles on the Christmas tree.
And
you told me it's happened, and I couldn't believe it.
It does.
And you told me this year you've already had.
So far here in Columbia in the last several years, I've been to at least two that I've been to.
That people actually had
candles on the boughs of the tree.
Real wax candles lit and on the Christmas tree.
Yes.
So what do you say when you hear about that?
I think of polite words. I know the fire is out and everybody's safe. I do my job and I go on back to the office. I don't want to make somebody feel bad because when they think about it, they're, oh my, what was I thinking? But they were thinking, I've done this every year for the last 60 years. There's never been a problem. But trees, they dry out.
Yeah.
You know, then organic, combustible.
So you wouldn't even suggest doing it when the tree is first put up.
No, I would not. I would not.
Okay. What about when you have centerpieces from the florist? Uh-huh. Are you put together and it's got evergreens in there and it's got a nice candle?
It sure does. And I don't have them at my house.
Okay.
but if you're going to use a candle, make sure it has a very sturdy base. It's not going to tip over. Almost like cooking. If you have a pot on the stove, don't leave it. Don't leave the kitchen. If you have a candle in the living room, don't leave the living room. Stay in there with it.
See, most people don't think that's a problem. But if you have a candle lit and it's in a hurricane thing, it's okay, I can leave the room.
And 100 times it won't be. That 101st time is when you're going to have a loss of property or worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you never leave a candle.
Don't leave the room.
Lit.
Don't leave the room.
Okay. What's the biggest bit of information besides the candles that you want to get across to people on this holiday season?
Common sense. Common sense. Common sense. Don't plug in an extension cord that's this big into an appliance that's this big.
Okay.
Don't put plug-ins outside that are for interior only. Stay with your cooking. Watch your candles. And when you're doing some presents, you don't have any ideas, maybe a smoke detector or a CO detector. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Smoke
we talked about the smoke detector.
I replaced my battery,
yeah,
by the way.
Good boy. That's good.
So smoke detector or fire detector, smoke detector or CO.
CO detector, they're great ideas for a gift.
Great, good Christmas gift.
It really is.
For more information, people can go online to
GoColumbiaMo.com
/fire,
or they can call me at 573-874-7569.
Okay, and go back once again to the lighted candles on the Christmas tree.
It just amazes you, doesn't it?
It does. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That is a very bad thing to do.
It sure is. It really is. And if you're going to have a live tree or a real tree, water it every day. Water it every day. Keep heaters away from it.
And don't put it close to the fireplace.
At all.
The thing that always amazes me, and you see the most beautiful Christmas cards.
Yes.
They look like Courier and I Christmas cards. And there is a blazing fireplace.
Pushed right over there against it.
And the Christmas tree is right up against the fireplace.
And then there's the dog always in front of it. That's the fire alarm, because when he catches on fire, he'll start to scream. But
so don't put your Christmas tree close to the fire.
Or your space heater or your candles. There's so many things that create heat. And if your Christmas tree is right over your register for your forced air furnace, it's going to dry it out more. There's just so many things to consider, with sometimes limited options in your home.
You think of a lot of things that we don't. Debbie Sorrell, thank you so much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you. It's good to see
you. And have a happy, safe holiday season.
You too.
Okay, now we're going to turn to a special event that's happening this Saturday for the Humane Society. We have Colin Laveau with us, and Destiny Ritz. Destiny is with the Central Missouri Humane Society. Colin Laveau, I like that name.
Thank you.
Your band is playing to raise money for the Humane Society.
Yeah. You know, a good friend of ours, a good friend of the band's, works at the Humane Society and had this idea for this show, came to us. And we weren't actually going to even be playing a show here in Columbia at the end of the year. And so we just decided, hey, why don't we just, you know, pull this together.
Right. Okay. Destiny, you're with the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Why are you in need of so much money? Explain that.
Well, we are always in need of money. We are the only open-door shelter from Kansas City to St. Louis, meaning we never turn down any animal that comes in our doors. We've received cows. We've received chickens, ducks, alligators, and especially cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Our intakes can be anywhere between $5,000 to $7,000 a year. So all the time, we just need funds to keep caring for them, keep our doors open, to help the community, and help all these pets find forever homes.
Exactly. Well, all of my dogs have come from the Humane Society.
We know that.
My best friends. And my dog, Barney is the sweetest, most precious dog you can imagine. And he was adopted from the shelter about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, great.
And Sparky and Shadow, they have both gone on to their reward, but they were good dogs and they came from the Humane Society.
Great.
How much money, Colin Laveau, are you hoping that you'll raise with this fundraiser?
Well, I'm hoping at least a few $1,000s. The good thing is a lot of community businesses have already come out in support of this. And, you know, we've had a lot of help from Les Bourgeois Vineyards, Iron Tiger Tattoo, Nemo Installation, and Veterans United Home Loans, for instance. And the great thing about this event and, you know, just the fact that it is the Humane Society is, you know, there's so many people in this community that realize what an integral community service
it is.
Very and you know, people are just, you know, rallying behind it. Every time I talk to someone about it, they're like, oh, that's
okay,
that's
so
a great
tell
idea.
Us, where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Blue Note.
The Blue Note this Saturday.
This Saturday. Doors are at 8:30. My band Decadent Nation will be headlining.
Well, it's not the Colin Laveau band.
No, it's not the Colin Laveau band.
Okay, it's Decadent Nation.
Decadent Nation, yeah. And we also have another great local act called We Live in Public and some friends of mine from Springfield called Assembly Line God. So it's going to be
all right. So all of this then, you're hoping you'll raise a couple $1,000s for the Central Missouri Humane Society. It will be again where?
At the Blue Note.
At 8:30?
Yeah, doors are at 8:30. $5 to get in. There's also going to be a raffle at the event to raise money. The Iron Tiger Tattoo, for instance, donated a $100 gift certificate.
What, for tattoos?
For tattoos. They also they also donated two $40 gift certificates
For tattoos?
Piercings.
Okay. All right. So the fundraiser for the Humane Society this coming Saturday at 8:30. Destiny, thank you so much for coming by. And Colin Laveau. I just like saying that name, Colin Laveau. Tomorrow, Michael Butterworth will be with us with some pretty Christmas music and music of the season. Travis McMillan's our director. Our audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you have any suggestions, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.